We've got to bridge the gap between our intentions and our actions. And it starts with knowing more about ourselves.
Welcome, neighbors, to Hometown Earth, the podcast that brings a down-to-earth approach to all of your sustainability questions. I'm your host, Lena Sanford, here on the Believe Network. Here, we believe that everyone can change the world. Do you believe? I'm a Midwest gal with big dreams to discover what it takes to reduce my impact on this beautiful place we call Hometown Earth. Join me every Tuesday as we navigate what actions we can take, big or small, to make a positive impact in your life and the lives of your neighbors on Hometown Earth.
Hello, neighbors. We make 35,000 decisions throughout the day, many of them without even noticing. What we choose to wear, eat, buy, and more. Here's a few questions to get you thinking. How many times have you bought something because you saw someone online had the same thing? Or maybe your friend had it. Have you ever been faced with a choice of a sustainable product or a less sustainable product, which I'm sure you have, and what did you choose? Was it in public or in private? What consumer behaviors do your parents have? And do you have any of those same habits? This month, we're going to start by acknowledging our consumer habits and then hopefully learning some tools to improve them to be more sustainable. Because it's important that we understand our decisions and what influences them so that we can make better ones. If you look up consumer behavior, you're going to get a lot of different results, trust me. But consumer behavior is the actions, decisions, and all of the activities associated with a purchase, with the use and disposal of goods and services, but it also involves how we, the consumer, are feeling, our attitudes, where we're at in our lives, and our preferences. Marketers use our consumer behaviors all of the time to drive our decisions without us even knowing. So what are they and how can we flip the script? There are five factors that influence our consumer behavior: psychological, social, cultural, personal, and economic. The first is psychological. So what motivates us? Our perceptions of the world and what it is we are consuming, the experience we gain through learning, and our attitudes and beliefs. If you're trying to decide on whether to buy a product, it may come down to a rational or emotional decision for you. On the rational side, one example is the Tide Challenge. Tide encourages consumers to take the hashtag clean pledge and wash their clothes in cold water because they clearly say the consequences of your actions, that switching to cold water for a year can save enough energy to charge your phone for a lifetime. Another example may be that you know that if you buy one pair of socks or shoes, the company you're buying from will donate another pair to someone in need. Or you may be more on the emotional side. You may be driven by hope in making a decision where the consequences of doing that action is helping the world or someone else. Or you might be motivated by pride, making a sustainable decision because your name goes on a board or because you receive praise for it. Next up is social. Social influence is the impact that a person's behavior has on another person. Social influence can play an important role in the lives of all people. While some influences are beneficial to your health and well-being, others can have negative consequences for you. I'm sure we've all been there when we're really trying to reach a goal and then someone draws you back the other way, like saving money, for instance, and then you've got a friend or a family member that invites you to go shopping or out for drinks, and it's just really hard to say no. That's social influence. Social influence is growing so much with social media. Like I asked earlier, how many times have you bought something because a friend posted that they got it? It's as easy as clicking a link and hitting buy now. But even when you go to the website, it might show you notifications like 4 people just bought this same item. You think, wow, this must be a good purchase. I'm totally gonna go through with it. And that's social influence too. You can be influenced just by being in the presence of someone when making a decision. We think about how people are gonna view us and make decisions accordingly. We can be influenced by our roles, like buying fancy clothes because you're a manager or CEO and you feel like you want to be perceived in a certain way or should have certain habits. Social influence also happens when you ask your friends and family for their advice and opinion and then base your decisions on that. So be careful what you tell your friends and family. Who you surround yourself with will affect your habits without a doubt, and vice versa. Next is cultural. Cultural factors on our consumer habits are because of the values and ideas of the society we are in. This could be culture specific, like eating less meat or not eating beef if you're from India, for example. It could also depend on our religion, nationality, or geographical location, like buying surfboards because you live by the beach, or celebrating Christmas and feeling the need to buy everyone gifts. It depends on our culture. It will also influence what is available to you. If you live somewhere where recycling is the norm of the culture, so you correctly dispose of everything, that can be an influence of your culture. The fourth is personal. Personal can reflect a lot of things about us: our age, income, occupation, or lifestyle. A 28-year-old who lives in a city working at a tech startup is going to have a lot different consumer habits than someone who may even be the same age, living in Missouri, working on a farm. How we choose to live our life is one of the most powerful influences on our consumer habits. Think about what buying decisions you're making related to keeping up your current lifestyle and how that lifestyle differs from your parents or your friends. And the last factor is economic. Making consumer decisions in a strong, healthy economy compared to a depressed, strained economy gives the consumer a lot more power. It matters how much disposable income we have, what the expectations of us are for where that income goes. Think about your family, our credit, savings, and more. So why do I go through all of this? We want to be green consumers. Masumi Roy says in his book, Green Consumer, that a green consumer is someone who is aware of his or her obligation to protect the environment by selectively purchasing green products or services. A green consumer tries to maintain a healthy and safe lifestyle without endangering the sustainability of the planet and the future of mankind. The issue with this is that many people want to buy more sustainable products, make more sustainable decisions, and have more sustainable habits. But the follow-through, unfortunately, just isn't there. Harvard Business Review notes that in one recent survey, 65% of people said they want to buy purpose-driven brands that advocate sustainability, yet only about 26% actually do so. Yikes. And I will note here that it takes more than consumer behavior to make a sustainable world. But if we act differently and call for something better, companies will listen. We've got to bridge the gap between our intentions and our actions. And it starts with knowing more about ourselves, slowing down, being mindful, and taking the time not only to reflect on these habits and where they come from, but learn how we can choose to make better ones. For this week's Something to Grow On, I want you to take at least 10 minutes every day this week to reflect on your consumer behaviors that day. the actions, decisions, and the activities associated with the purchases you made and how you used and disposed of goods and services, reflecting on the situation in which you made the decision as well. Were you in a good headspace? Were you rushed? Were you with friends? Like I said, we make 35,000 decisions in a day. So just start with the big ones and see what you learn. And we will continue to learn in the next few weeks some ways we can make better choices that you can then share with others and maybe even influence them. So until next time, thanks for joining me, neighbor.
I hope you enjoyed this episode of Hometown Earth as much as I did. Let us know by rating and subscribing so you never miss an episode. New episodes drop every week on Tuesday. Head to the show notes, linked in the episode description, for more details. And let us know in the comments what you want to hear next. You can find us on iTunes, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or anywhere you listen to podcasts. Believe.com, and you can find more about the podcast on Instagram at Hometown Earth, or connect with me personally at Lena Sanford. We all know change needs to happen. So let's get started right here at Hometown Earth.